and welcome to Sovereign Minds. My name is William Wycrow, and welcome to Sovereign Minds. And do we have a show for you tonight? Our very special guest is George Green, ex-elitist, banker, extraterrestrial contactee, and more. And yes, I did say extraterrestrial contactee. He has done lectures, conferences, radio shows. He's an author, a well-known author, and much more all over the world. And if anybody knows what's going on out there, it's going to be him, definitely, for sure. And if you would like to call in and talk to Mr. Green after the first break, please do so by calling in 605-4567, and that's area code 530. But before we go any further, I'd like to talk about a few news briefs here, our news threads. North Korea is now getting ready for all-out war with South Korea and all of its allies. Ladies and gentlemen, if this happens, you can bank that it will turn into some type of nuclear conflict, and we're going to lose thousands of Americans again. This thing we don't want to use. The GOP has blocked a bill to provide health care, believe this or not. They blocked the bill to provide health care for all the 9/11 responders. That sounds like the government I've come to know. And I don't have much good to say about that. If these people went in those buildings, risked their lives, they should get all the care that they can have. And that is the way I think. And once again, if you want to help repeal the Obamacare health care program, you can by contacting repealitnow.org. Now, since we've got George Green on there, I want to go ahead and get straight to him. So we're going to go ahead and do that real quick. Mr. George Green, you out there?
I'm here, sir.
Hey, how you doing? It's a pleasure to have you on the show. And I tell you, I've studied you for many years, and I like what you have to say out there about what's really going on in America and the world today. And I think you have put it very eloquently and very good, so just the average American can turn around and really sink their teeth into what's going on here in America today. And with that said, I'd just like to touch one thing, start the show off with, what do you really think is heading for the American people in this country today?
Total collapse economically, and the Plan 2000 information, which they're about 10 years behind schedule, and that's the number one problem on the planet, as Kissinger said, is we get too many people.
Yeah.
So the original plan was to get a war started in the Middle East. It may get started in, like you say, in Korea today, but I still think that the Middle East is going to erupt also. Anyway, that's beginning World War III as part of their big population reduction. And that's going to be affected over here in the United States. Mm-hmm. Nuclear is the big no-no in the universe, but we've got, 9 countries that are loaded with nuclear stuff right now. Iran has been loaded up with nuclear from Russia as well as China. China's provided nuclear to North Korea. And Russia just made a deal with, with China to provide them with all the nuclear energy they need, along with all of the necessary natural resources, i.e. oil and natural gas, and so they can continue their game. Meanwhile, the United States is kind of down at the end of the totem pole right now because the only thing we can pay things with is dollars, and nobody wants them.
Yeah, also China and Russia also dumping the dollar. Yeah, and start using
their China jumped $20 billion last month. Russia did $10 billion. I thought it was neat. Walmart made a deal with Japan. They're going to buy $1 billion worth of products from Japan.
But yeah, I read that.
Japan's, you know about them requiring repayment in yen.
Yeah,
that's amazing, isn't it?
It's the collapsing of the dollar, which is well planned. And what they want to do is, we're looking at that next 3 months is kind of critical. You probably heard about the new misprinting of the $100 bills.
Yes,
well, they haven't printed new bills in the last 4 or 5 years, period. Mm-hmm. So, but 93% of all of the transactions that are occurring today are by debit card, MasterCard, Visa, Discover, that type of thing, or checks. So we really don't have a lot of, quote, currency that's in circulation. Meanwhile, I just come back from Europe. They won't take the dollar anywhere except for in Switzerland. Mm-hmm. So then you go to Hong Kong. The street vendors in Hong Kong right now won't take the dollar for exchange also. So you're getting a problem. And I just come also from South America. Things are changing so drastically. Even the banks in Canada now will not take an American depositor, you got to be, Canadian, basically, to open up a bank account up there now. So we're in desperate trouble, and yet the media won't touch any of this.
Right. So what would you tell people that are that maybe have a little bit of a savings right now that is soon to be worthless. What would you tell them to maybe do with the paper money savings?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's do two things. First of all, what I'm going to be about telling you is a saying that I'm putting out right now. Don't get scared. Get prepared.
I agree.
Now, okay, if you put some money in the bank right now, what kind of interest are they paying you?
2% or 1%?
Yeah.
It's if you're
very
lucky.
Small. Very small. And we're talking about 1.8, something like that.
That's right. And that's taxable. So the net yield on that is a little over 1%. Meanwhile, for your listeners that have any kind of loose change, I do two things. Take a look at your food stocks right now, because the option market is showing that all the fruits and vegetables and everything is going to go between 60 and 100% increase in the next 90 days.
That's what I've heard myself also. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's really interesting.
So you'll make money if your food costs you 60% more to buy it. You've made 60% by buying it now. So
mm-hmm.
watch the cans, make sure they're dated correctly, but get your food stored up. The next thing is, they're doing in the health bill, as you're aware, there's a bunch of new provisions to keep track of the exchange of any kind of commodity, period.
That's
right.
I mean,
not just anybody. And that's amounts of over $600 will be followed by a 1099.
Mm-hmm.
And that's between individuals. That's in the health bill. My suggestion is for the people to get old junk silver or silver rounds. Don't get anything bigger. A silver round today is around $30.
Okay.
That's 1 ounce of silver.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect that to go higher because people just historically will look to the base metals to keep them. Well, an ounce of gold is $1,400. Well, that's over that threshold. It's a storage of wealth, but there's not too many people that's going to have that to, for you to go out and change.
I agree.
So start looking at how to get food stored up, get your fuel, whatever you can, because the grids are going to shut down.
I agree. One thing we preach here at Sovereign Minds and everything is store some food, grow a garden, get back into your communities. Don't buy anything that's 50 miles out. You know, keep within your community. Buy, shop, do everything right here in your community. I've been storing food myself. We just went and bought some more, and I think it's really important to go that route.
Well, it's imperative that they do that.
Yeah.
Another strange thing is happening, as you probably know, water is so polluted around the planet. Make sure that people have a way to purify the water they have available, have some stored up, and that's going. Even the Chinese are bringing over boatloads of China of water from the Great Lakes
that's
over
right.
to China right now.
Mm-hmm. They're also, China, I've heard, is pulling their gold back into their country. They're not being really out there telling people about it, but I've seen this in a lot of the information that I've gotten, everything. They're pulling the gold back into their country.
Well, I have the accounting books, as you know, my background. I was a registered financial principal and a broker-dealer and an underwriter of securities, and I got involved with selling money to banks across the United States. I became very powerful, so I got involved with the inner circle, the guys that are planning on taking over the world, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot about the way they think. Now, frankly, I thought the same way. If you weren't smart enough to get up to where we were, you deserve what you get. Well, right now we have the best government money can buy.
I agree.
Well, you've got a couple people trying to blow the whistle on it, you know, like Ron Paul. To tell everybody about the Federal Reserve, and there's some new videos out about you've seen that on the Oz and stuff, that these will explain to people what's really going on, because people still cannot believe that the Federal Reserve is a private bank. They also can't believe that our government's borrowed all the money out of Social Security. Well, what they also don't know, that the whole stock market is a scam.
Yes.
Now, you know, as an underwriter, and my job was to, you know, give money to companies that requested it, and I would go ahead and put an underwriting. But once a stock is issued and it's traded between my fellow brokers, and they trade it because they make money trading stock, once a company has its money, it has no bearing on what the little guy has in his stock. Says, oh, I'm going to make a bunch of money. The CEOs of all the major companies know this. Why do you think they're paying themselves these huge salaries? There's no dividends being paid. There's nothing being paid to the people. And I'm frankly, I'm sure they're going to shut the market down at some point.
Yeah, how about that? That the bill, to audit the Federal Reserve, the Barney Frank bill,
yeah.
And
what
that showed a little bit of all the money going to GM and MSNBC and
that's
all these
right.
Companies that are used or supposed to be non-governmental.
Well, we got to be careful. The word money is very interesting because when I was when they come after me for selling money, I had a little problem with the securities department because the first thing I wanted to do, they wanted to get me a license to sell money. Now you got, let's say, $100 in your pocket, and you gave it to somebody else, or you sold it to somebody else. Anyway, you did it. You sold it. You were transferring it. Well, they decided because I was dealing in so many millions of dollars that I had to be licensed to sell money. Well, I said, fine, give me a license.
Sure.
Well, the first thing, well, they don't have any. So the first thing I did, I said, well, let's make one. And so, of course, I got the accounting book for the IMF and the World Bank and all that to look at it. They don't have a definition of what money is.
Wow.
I'm serious. They also have two definitions of gold that you should be aware of. And it applies to all the, what I call the metallic minerals that are out here. The first one that we're concerned on is what they consider monetized gold. Well, what it sounds like, monetized. In other words, the U.S. Treasury issues a one-ounce eagle, right?
Yeah.
Canadian government issues a maple leaf. And, you know, we have several countries doing that.
Mm-hmm.
These are called monetized coins. Now, all other gold is called commodity gold.
Yes.
It won't be considered gold. It will be admitted at their discretion as monetized gold. So that takes care of the problem of somebody been collecting it for years and everything. But the problem is the tax situation comes in now on gold and all these things. They're considering a sale of gold all at ordinary income, basically.
Huh.
So it's going to be a challenge for you and I on the street and everything to get things squared away. So we have to come back to trading stock, which you're trying to do right now, get people with food, other things, and something to protect yourself. And best of all, try to get away from major cities or major highways because things are going to be a little desperate out here.
I agree. I see that happening right now. I live in the country, quite a few miles out of town, down a 3-mile dirt road, and everybody in the country, believe it or not, is really now preparing for this time that you're talking about.
My friends over in Pahrump, Nevada, not just over the hill, they're building a new camp over there for 35,000 dissidents. You're
mm-hmm.
probably aware of that.
Well, you were asked to build one.
They asked me personally to build an enemy prisoner of war camp in downtown Las Vegas.
Now, that's what would you call a FEMA camp, right?
Well, it didn't say that. The contract just says enemy prisoner of war camp. I was kind of shook. I'm looking at it. It says the enemy. Who's the enemy, right? So I shared a copy of the contract with Ted Gunderson. You probably know him.
Yeah.
Former head of the FBI for Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And Ted come back a couple days later, and he said they're building them all over the country. So they're getting ready for this Plan 2000 that Jimmy Carter put in writing, by the way.
Yes.
The summary of all of that is on my website, which is nohoax.com. Or I suggest people go to the Internet and just go to the Georgia Guidestones. They've already erected a monument because they think they've won already.
Yeah, I agree. I've seen that. It's amazing how they were so blatant to put this stuff right out in public. And, you know, it's interesting because they got everybody misdirected, you know, in intelligence operations and military operations. You want to create something, a chaos situation, so they're not going to look at what's really going on. And that's what I see happening.
Yeah, I don't
here.
See anybody agreeing with us being the terrorists. If you look at the MIAC report,
right.
They sent it out to Missouri, and it says that returning vets are the enemy, and people raising a flag up in front of their yard is the enemy now. So,
yeah, that's very true. It is. I've seen the reports myself. Yeah.
Well, now we have to come back to what about your listeners? How do we get them educated, and what solution do we have? And that's what the problem is right at this minute, is providing solutions so we can go forward, because there's a much bigger picture that's going on.
Yes.
The planet itself, you know, we got about 6.8 billion people on it, and we're increasing about 300,000 a day, or 3 million every 10 days.
That's
and
right.
There's not enough resources, frankly, to take care of it with the political game that we have going on.
Yeah, everything has to come to a head.
According to the ETs, the planet was engineered originally for 500 million people. I mean, a lot of us came from different star systems.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand that there's only one race on the planet, and it's called the human race. Might be different colors, but we come from different star systems.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of the melting pot. Actually, they consider this a prison planet, because until we get into spiritual balance, we won't be taken off the planet anyway.
I agree. I've been a shaman for quite a few years, and I have to agree with you 1,000% on that.
It's an interesting scenario on all of that to understand. Even when I bring in the word extraterrestrial, the people don't understand that we're all extraterrestrials indirectly.
Yeah,
and when they leave this veil of forgetfulness or in this rhetoric, this body we have, where do you go? Your
back
soul
home.
Continues on, so you become an extraterrestrial.
Right. The book that you produced published is the Handbook for the New Paradigm. Just reading that.
It's
just
awesome.
Reading it is, I mean, the message in it is great, let alone that, yes, it's from the ETs, but people seem to be able to believe the religions. It shouldn't be too hard to even grasp that this could be a possibility. But when you
they should read all three books, because
right.
all three, well, actually there's four.
I agree.
But they should read all of them a couple of times. They go and they do that, then they get a bigger picture of why and what we're really going on, because the picture you and I are talking about now are just the physical universe that's going on within our 50 miles, we're going to say. But the truth is, planet Earth right now is in a position that there's a bunch of ETs that would like to take the planet over because they want the mineral resources. You and I are just, you know, the old saying, we were expendable containers or useless eaters, and now you have the new nomenclature. When you go get a job, what do they call you?
Human resources, that's right. You see it all over the place. Now, I've done my studies and everything. I did Conspiracy Con with producer Brian Hall, and when you're talking about the EET connection here and there, this goes back to the very beginning. Would you say that religion was part of this control factor in the very beginning?
Yeah, it was. It goes way back. Religion has become the opiate of the masses, as you know. We got each one of them different opinions, and most people won't do the research, so they'd rather go listen to somebody else tell them. It's most like a little town that you live in. How many churches do they have in?
More than gas stations.
Well, it's still, they all, you know, it's a way of getting people, because people like to socialize, and they don't want to take responsibility for what they said.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna have to go to a break real quick. This is Home of Free Fire Radio, and we'll be right back.
The hunt to quench your thirst is on. Echolo Blue is a revolutionary
act. Hello, this is William White Crow, Sovereign Minds, and Nate and Chandler here, and we're back with Mr. George Green. And, you know, I'd like to say one thing here and ask you this question. We're in planetary resource control mode, the elite are. And from listening to what you said, this is pretty much where we're headed right here. They're trying to control everything, including the people.
That's correct.
I got a question. So you said that the elite want 500,000 or 500 million, excuse me, but then you also said that the aliens engineered it for 500 million. So
that's correct.
Are they working together?
Well, indirectly. Let's take a look. The word engineer, just to give you some more of my background, I went to College School of Mines and I majored in geophysics. Well, when you may engineer something, you go in and see how much what mineral resources you can get out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll know exactly what it can take out. That's the engineering.
Sure.
Well, this planet was engineered for 500 million people. In other words, the oxygen, the food, and everything else, if it was kept in balance. Now, the problem is the two things stepped in, and that's greed and ego and power, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Kissinger said that, too. The absolute aphrodisiac is power.
Oh, yeah.
So
people
got up there, and all I did was take and rape basically everything that went on the planet. And that's been the history of our planet. And remember, history is two words also. His story.
That's
and it's
right.
written by the victor. So you got to be careful of what the history they talk about, right?
Right, and the history books, for sure.
Oh, history and the history books is so wrong, it's unbelievable.
Well, the word Bible means group of books. Where did they get them?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, you know, they read the Enuma Elish, and that was originally some of the Old Testament came from there.
Very
and
true.
People don't realize that in the Old Testament, in the Exodus, it tells you it's okay to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As long as you're defending your life.
Yeah.
If your dad strikes you, it's okay to kill him. Exodus 21:15.
Oh, that's right. I was just going to say, you took the
you
word.
You know, don't even go that route, because then you come back to it. The real commandment on that way, by the way, is thou shalt not murder thy fellow man in thought or deed. Mm-hmm. If you go to John 1, where it says, in the beginning there was the Word, that wasn't even correct. In the beginning it was thought. Words are thought out loud.
That's right.
When you pray, you're putting out thought. When you meditate, you're hoping to receive thought.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, we're all a product of the thought of the creation. And each of us should be walking and talking and being able to be in communication with Spirit, if we can.
I agree.
We've been programmed by what? The sports, the television, microwaves, everything else. And it's just spinning around the planet so fast we just affected everybody the way they think right now.
Well, what they're doing is really teaching us not to pay attention to the Spirit. Now, being a shaman here, I have to agree with you 100%. What we've been taught is they're separating everything. They're separating us. They're separating our families. They're separating the way we think. They got the Democrats, the Republicans. They're teaching us how to fight one another instead of work together as a community, as a spiritual beings, you know, to work towards a greater goal, a better goal for mankind as a whole. And it's getting really dangerous out there because a lot of people are losing who they really are.
Well, you know, I'll share this as a true story. I flew to Aspen, Colorado, with my two daughters up to a private meeting. I walked into the room and I said, what am I here for? And they said, we want you to be the finance chairman for the next president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what? And they repeated. I says, why me? And they said, well, I owe you a favor. And I said, who's going to be the next president? And they said, Jimmy Carter. And I says, who's Jimmy Carter? They said, well, he's the Democratic governor of Georgia. And I said, well, I've been voting Republican. And Paul Volcker, this is his words, we don't care. We control them both.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And it's, yeah, they do.
You can see it in the political system now. No matter who they have for a party,
pushing the same agenda.
The one they want in is who's going to get in.
Well, and politics is, that's another one of these good words. Polytics. Poly means many, and ticks are bloodsuckers.
I like that. I'm going to use that from now on. Something that I'd like to touch base on. You mentioned at one time about a false flag in Seattle. Could you touch base? I had many people to ask me that over the last week since we said you were going to be on. And most of the people in America never heard about that.
Oh, you mean about the submarine that was sunk, was loaded with a nuclear missile going to hit Seattle?
Yes, sir.
That actually was on whatdoesitmean.com, gives you the whole history, the name of the ship and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russians got rid of it because it was one of their stolen missiles. And what happened is they sunk the ship, and the people, all that stuff's on that site, whatdoesitmean.com. You get it all down there.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, they also come out with all the details, as you know, of the missile that left the submarine down in...
Both coasts.
You know, Los Angeles area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all come out. We're being played really big time by the other leaders at this minute. I mean, even Obama, when he was in China, they just warned him. They didn't. It just said, look, you don't know how many nuclear bombs we have. Russia is about 12 years ahead of us nuclear-wise. Why do I say that? Well, my son's a nuclear physicist, and he spent the last 3.5 years in a secret city in Russia. He's a senior engineer with Bechtel. Well, Bechtel makes wars, you probably know.
Yes, sir.
So, anyway, personal thing, now they brought him back, and they put him out in Nevada for the flats deal out there, but they're not going to do anything. That this is all a smoke screen.
Mm-hmm.
And nuclear is the only thing, when it goes off, will disrupt the soul energy, so it's a no-no in the universe. The ETs monitor all that. They say, if we're nuts enough to get the nuclear going like a chain reaction, they're planning to encapsulate the planet to make another sun out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk about the huge underground bunkers they're building everywhere.
The dumb bases.
And so they're going to leave us up here on top.
Yeah.
Well, we got two problems. Now think about it. These guys they sound like a lot, and they're spending a lot of our money, right? All the black budget money that they have and everything they can in the military without even reporting it.
Right.
The only problem is no spare parts.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they got all these things down here, but it's like some of the other ones. Something breaks down there. And it's like the Rockefellers building their thing down in Australia.
That's
well,
right.
That's 20 years old. How long does things stay together?
Yeah.
Everything starts breaking apart, what we're using right now. Now, I'm not saying our government has a lot of really advanced technology.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
They got all the, what you call it, the Star Trek weapons and everything
else.
Well,
you yourself were in the Air Force and worked on these special projects, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Can you go into that a little bit?
That's another agenda. But the truth is, you always have to have an enemy. And so whether it's a CIA-created name, whether it's Hussein or Castro or anybody else, we have to have a common enemy. Well, right now, we're at war at what? What country are we at war with?
No country at all. That's terrorism has no borders. And
exactly.
They play
and
on that.
According to the Constitution, our military, our defense right here, our National Guard, is to defend us here at home.
No
but
standing.
We're sending them all overseas.
That's right. No standing army is called for in the Constitution, just a Navy. So
I know. Well,
we're getting stretched out here.
As you know, they just got to saying again, the Constitution has no bearing. Now, I've got some people that have gone through the checkpoints from here up to Canada, and they were held back for four hours.
Oh, yeah.
And they were asking to say, hey, what about a constitution? They said a constitution doesn't exist here. And it doesn't exist when you go to the airports right now and check in.
Oh, no.
I was in Los Angeles just last week, and you go down on the main road going into the airport in LAX, and they got police cars stopping civilian cars and searching them before you even get to the airport right now.
I've got those reports myself, yeah.
Did you have to go through the radiation, or did you have to go through the pat-downs?
No, I didn't do either one of that. I just walked through, you know, for magnetics that it had on it. But they were pretty cordial on that. But our, you know, I think they held it down because there was so much that's going on in the media about that. And I'm not saying that they're not planning to do that, but the idea is, why would they build a prisoner of war camp or the dissident camps unless they're going
to
do them?
Right, and Bush, he signed all those executive orders to get the old concentration camps going.
Oh, rebuild everything, yeah.
Working, running water, everything going.
And they're doing that. I mean, they've done it all over the place. I talked to an individual whose cousin, I thought it was his brother with his cousin, helped build 17 of these camps as well. And you yourself was asked to build them. So, you know, the American
people.
Well,
I got a copy of the contract. I put it in one of the books called Chaos in America that's on my website if somebody wants to read it themselves.
Yeah, definitely.
I had we took John King's research, and then Ted Gunderson did the follow-up with all the more details to put together on these things. Because I'd rather just say, hey, I used to run with these people. I still know some. I mean, we got some of them I'm working with. I mean, a congressman that are trying to get a new currency started in a couple states right now, like Idaho, for instance, a new silver bill, to use silver as a currency. But, you know, everybody's working on that. I worked on that in the state of Nevada to have the Nevada coin bill. We were going to have silver there. But right now, even the casinos now, when you use money, they pay you off in little chits, as you probably know.
That's right.
So the thing is coming apart in every direction. Again, get your people to get food stored up right now. The biggest thing is get together with other people of like minds to support each other, because you can't do it alone.
That's right.
And don't sit out here trying to cause a war. And also, go to my website and download the three books, The Handbook for the New Paradigm, Embracing the Rainbow, and Becoming. I mean, they're free downloads.
Yeah.
Out here, this information will trigger certain things at your spirit level in order to awaken you on the much bigger picture, because planet Earth is getting ready to go through some major geophysical changes.
I agree.
And we're hitting that point. We'll probably in the next 12 years or so. Now, don't wait 12 years. You better get done now, because it could be happening next year or the year after. You know, the 2012 stuff was just an arbitrary date.
I think the elite is actually kind of trying to use that, you know, to stir up everything.
Y2K situation.
Right. Isn't that just trying to get yourself another point across? We got to have some kind of enemy. Now it's an arbitrary date that we picked. Well, Jose Arguelles did that, as you probably were.
Yeah.
So anyway, when we're doing that, now I know all these people on a personal basis, so a lot of them, when they come down, we're discussing it. Nobody knows the timing on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even the guys that set up the Plan 2000, which Jimmy Carter put in writing, by the way, was to get the war started in the year 2000.
That's right.
Do you think we were bombing the devil out of the Middle East at that time?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think you can see a pattern, though, and I think you can see that inflating our money, that they're printing new money, they're borrowing money, and raising our taxes, and that's the ingredients for hyperinflation. And so you know it's coming. We know the check's in the mail. It's just a matter of when.
Very true. You know what?
Get ready for $6 gasoline.
Yeah, you know, that, I agree.
And with, like, cotton going up 100% in the last 6 months and all your fruits and vegetables going up 60, 80%, that'll be reflected to your stores in the next 90 days. Mm-hmm. Transportation is a big killer when you go back up to $6 a gallon. Of course, in Europe, they've always been doing that for years, gasoline is $6 a gallon over there anyway.
You know one thing?
Meanwhile, if the dollar is going away totally, boy, you better get some silver and stuff. You know, you can go to my website and give me a call, and I'll tell you where to get it.
Yeah, you betcha.
There's always been that ratio. In 1792, Hamilton, they passed that bill, right? So 16-to-1 ratio, gold to silver, always, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's up to...
Well, it was. It was just kind of floating. Yeah, no, silver is now 30, as you know, and gold's about 1400, so it's way out of silver.
Way
probably
of
go to 100. So what are you going to buy with it, frankly? I mean, seriously. When you get through, like the group that I'm with right now, they're creating a new paper currency backed by the silver so they can use within our valley.
And who,
that's what they're doing it exactly.
Where can people can be become involved in that?
Well, just go to my website, and there's a BSOCC is a link I have on that, and it gives you all the information on it.
That's okay. www.nohoax.com.
You got it.
Yeah. And the handbook is, I suggest everybody start reading that because it does. It talks to you personally, and it's just, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's just a really, really great read.
It's a very good read. I've read it over, actually, several times. And when Nate brought
it up. Well, that's the problem. Every time you read it, it's a different book.
It's new.
Because you've been dumbed down so much by the educational system. In order to, it's the old thing, no mine left behind. Well, there won't be any mines left behind. They just dumbed them all down.
I agree there. I've seen that in the educational system. Our last show was on the educational system, what was happening there. They're trying to give kids medicine in preschool, you know. And I mean,
they're doing it. What do you think?
Exactly.
The medicine they're giving to them is all of the drugs that they can put in all the cereals and everything else that they have, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the GMOs, everything is to modify the way they think.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So I'm sure we, threw a curveball at some people talking about the, extraterrestrials and everything. So why don't you go and talk about Billy and how you personally got involved into the extraterrestrials?
Let's come back to the ET. I'm a typical. First of all, I was one of these four-eye guys, with the pop bottle glasses and everything. Well, the Air Force wouldn't let me fly, but they put me through. Electronic school. Well, I already had 2 years of electronic school, and my first assignment was Edwards Air Force Base, which is the Air Force Research and Development Center.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I got out to Edwards, and I'm working on all these super secret things, and one morning, they sent me out to do the post-flight inspection on the X-15. The post-flight just merely means you go out and you check up the equipment. Now, the X-15 is nothing more than a rocket on skids, frankly.
That's right.
Well, I finished doing the inspection. It was 10 o'clock in the morning, and it was approaching 100 degrees. Well, they won't let us work. It was last week in August. They won't let you work when it gets to be 100, but I had my own Jeep, and I only had like 20 miles on it, and I had to have at least 25. And just a couple miles north of there were a couple of hangars that I hadn't seen. Now, Edwards is a huge base. You can't see it from any of the highways. Anyway, I drove out and went up to one of these hangars, opened it up, and inside one of the hangars, one of these circular discs about 30 foot across, silver in color. It was, unusual-looking equipment. But I'd been working on some really strange-looking equipment anyway, so I just figured, what's this? So immediately when I went back to, check in the squadron, I asked my commander, I says, when can I work on that round craft, and what is it? And he said, it's an ion-powered craft designed by Sikorsky for use in outer space. And I said, oh, good. I'd like to, work on the electronics on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you can't. It's still a civilian project. Well, I'm wandering back to my room, and I just happened to, another one of these coincidences, right? My buddy happened to be the base photographer. And I goes there, and I said, get me some pictures of that round craft. And he said, what did they tell you? And I told him the story. And he said, that's not true. And he proceeded to show me pictures of the spacecraft. Now, that I'll never forget. It's 10 feet away from me.
Yeah.
But the two dead aliens got my attention.
That would.
Yeah, I'm looking at these pictures, and they were similar to the ones that you see in the movies, the reticulans out of New Mexico, that
mm-hmm.
type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm mad, so I go back down to my CO and ask him, and of course, first thing he did was read me my top secret clearance implications. And then the second thing he said, when the government's ready to tell the truth about UFOs and ETs, they will. And until then, you stick to your story. So, you know, like any other duty, you know, guy that's rah-rah with our country, I didn't say any word about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in 1984, I built a house in Aspen, and the housekeeper had a book called UFO Contact from the Pleiades. Incredible color photographs of exactly the same thing I saw at Edwards. Now, that got me my attention up. Number one, why hadn't the government come forth with the truth about UFOs and ETs? I mean, we all hear about these stories, mm-hmm. but, you know, I've seen one, so I know it's there.
Yeah.
So what I did was grab a plane, and I flew down to Phoenix, and I talked to this couple who said that they were investigating a man in Switzerland who claimed to be in contact with beings from the star system, the Pleiades. And I said, you know, they gave me more information. I said, look, I don't know anything about that. You know, I'm playing Monopoly. At that time, I was building, in 22 states, shopping centers, office buildings. You know, I was playing the big, I had my own bank and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I entered into an agreement to loan them money so they could publish the second edition of the book. But the premise is I didn't want to be bothered with it, but I would like to get my money back. Anyway, after 90 days, they sent me back the accounting, and there was no check. And I said, wait a minute. And I called them on the phone. I said, what's going on? They said, well, we found out who you are. You don't need the money. I flew down. I filed suit against them. And then just grabbed a plane, just the next plane out, flew off to Zurich, Switzerland, rented a car. It's about a 45-minute drive outside of Zurich. Is a guy named Billy Meyer.
That's right.
I knocked on his door, and a young lady answered, named Bruni, and I says, I'm here. I'd like to talk to Billy. She says, we don't know who you are. And I said, well, I put the money up for a movie being made, and I said, I put the money up for books being that you're having. She says, we still haven't heard from you. And I says, well, the information you have is so incredible the world should know about it, but I've got some questions I want to ask Billy. She says, well, we're not talking to Americans. And I said, okay, well, I'm sorry. And I said, you go back and tell Billy who I am. Anyway, she came back with the same story. She said, look, Shirley MacLaine was here 2 months ago and promised to help us, and nothing's happened. And I said, well, my wife and I are going to head off to Innsbruck, Austria tomorrow. Where's the closest hotel? So we went over. It was late in the afternoon. We went over and got a hotel. Next morning, knocking on my door, young lady named Bruni, she said, Mr. Green here, handed me a 2-page message, which was addressed to me by Quetzal, who happened to be the Pleiadian commander,
mm-hmm.
inviting us back over to that little compound of Billy's. And for the next week, I got my mind blown. Everything I thought I knew is a lie, basically.
Fantastic.
And so that's how I got involved. When I was there, we took pictures, we did all kinds of things. Now, Billy's, you know, doing the best job he could do at the time. Let's face it, you know, he's a one-armed guy trying to do it. He made an agreement with the ET. It's kind of like what I did. I made an agreement with the ETs over there, as a matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
to publish their information. And that's what the handbook Embracing Rainbow and Becoming is. Now, that information is not from the Pleiadians, however. When I was, you know, involved with the Pleiadians at that point, I asked him, what area should it be in? And he says, well, you should get to a point where you're in constant communion with spirit. Well, that's kind of like you with shamanism,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, well, you have to be.
Yeah, exactly right. So you can get guidance from other areas. Well, of course, I said, okay, great. And then we started just joking about it. And I says, what's above everything? And they said, well, above all things is the creation. And I said, well, what's above the creation? And their response was, there's still mysteries for them.
Mm-hmm. It's honesty.
Well, me too. And meanwhile, I'm so blown away with all the data and details, finding about, you know. Then I come back.
Mm-hmm.
I told them I'd help them out, but they had signed away the worldwide story to these guys down, you know, that I'd loaned the money to, that I was suing to get my money back. So I said, my attorneys at that time was Dern Mason and Plown, that's in Los Angeles, they're attorneys for the Screen Actors Guild. I said, I'll have my attorneys break the contract. Well, that's all well and good. Dern called me in his office and he said, well, we've got a hearing in front of the judge. You bring Billy over here and we'll get it all done so you can do your crazy deal with the extraterrestrials. You know, he didn't know which way to believe in me, but he liked my money.
I don't say all.
Which I thought was funny, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, from his office, at 1600 Avenue of the Flakes, I mean Stars. Mm-hmm. We called Billy. I told Billy I'll send him a ticket to come over to the United States. But he says, George, I'm not leaving. Remember, I showed you pictures of San Francisco totally being destroyed by an earthquake, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I don't know when the event's going to occur, but it's going to, and I'm safe. I have three children here. I'm staying here. And I said, we're going to have to find another way. We'll let the ETs do it. So when we left the office, you know, in Beverly Hills, I hid in south on 405, you know, by the airport.
Yeah.
They had one of their beam ships follow us for about a half an hour in broad daylight. And I kept pointing it out to people. Nobody seemed to pay attention to the doggone thing. Isn't it interesting? Mm-hmm. But this is just to remind me that what was happening was a real live X-File, frankly. So it's just one of my things. But anyway, during the period of time, I got involved with them. I got involved with Wendell Stevens, started running around the world and talking to other people who claim to be in contact, and from then on, I've been in contact myself. So, what can I tell you?
Yeah, that's an amazing
story.
Interesting.
What would you say? I've had a lot of experience in these fields too. I used to live near a March Air Force Base, one of the nuclear wings, when I was a child, and we had some experiences down there. I lived on the Indian Reservation also. What would you tell people that's had these experiences with these ETs and everything? Mine wasn't really that negative. It was like, I'm going to have to, and I haven't said this to a lot of people. I've done it in talks and everything, but there was one time I looked down a hallway, in a sense, and I seen people sitting on a bench, and across that bench it was a wall, and it was lights, and, you know, just a wall of different types of lights and everything, and they said, these are our helpers. You know, at first I thought it was a dream, but as time went on and I got into psychology to figure out what the problem was with me and everything. But there's a lot of people out there that's had contact and everything, and they just don't know how to deal with it. What would you tell them?
Well, they discern everything, because remember, the game we have here is the guys on this planet want to take over, but there's a group of ETs that want to take us over, too.
I agree, and they're not good.
There's a group that I'm involved in says, look, it's your story. We're not coming down. You know, when you hear somebody says the ETs are going to come down and pick us up and take us to another planet,
No. Hell,
we trash it in half the time.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that. This is our game. It's our responsibility. What we have to do is find out, A, the first rule in the universe, gain all knowledge. In other words, check all this stuff out. Look at everybody. And it has to be logical. The universe is mysterious, maybe, but don't make it mystical.
Right.
It's very logical. So when you come through the logic of it, and you can add to what we have, all the truth is on our planet, frankly. Mm-hmm. If you go running around the world like I have, you'll see all the remnants of historical things, even the mound builders here in the United States.
Ancient civilizations.
All the different ones. You mm-hmm. go look at them digging up the new pyramids down in Guatemala. They're bigger than the ones over in Egypt.
That's right.
You know. And they got. And I was in, you know, Peru. And I actually was in Ecuador. And they got the huge underground taverns down there with all the Inca gold and all the stuff on it. And they have all the tablets explaining the same thing, where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going through a period, remember, that nothing will continue on, because it goes back to the old game. Well, as Kissinger again said, I say Kissinger all the time because he wasn't dumb. He says the absolute aphrodisiac is power. So we got people up here with power. Their ego is gone crazy and trying to take over the world in any way, and they've been doing it for centuries. This isn't a week-to-week deal. This has been going on for a long time.
Right. Yeah, we got about 11 minutes left. Mm-hmm. I wanted you to tell my listeners, our listeners, about the synthetics that are out there.
Definitely.
And going. That's very interesting, I think, and I'd like you to elaborate on that, please.
Did you hear about the synthetics, or you're just talking about the cloning, right?
Yeah, right, the cloning, right. Synthetics.
Well, there's. I got my first involvement with that. I have a doctor friend of mine who treats the clones. And Dr. Benowitz down in Albuquerque was the liaison between the Grays and our government, teaching us how to clone. Now, cloning, you know, we clone sheep, they tell you, and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, we cloned a lot.
The first method is very simple. Take two cells off of your body. They give them basically electrical charge. They act like a fertilized egg. Well, a fertilized egg, then, all it needs is a food source to grow.
That's right.
So they can then put it into a woman. They've been experimenting with cows and sheep and other things. Mm-hmm. Okay? Anyway, after a few months, because they use a pituitary hormone extract that developed, they have a full-size being. Now, the purpose behind this was for spare parts. In other words, if you need a new liver or a new heart or whatever, let's have something that doesn't reject, because it's you
That's
or your
right.
parts.
That's right.
So what they've done, they also found out when they made this being, which was, you know, the doctors thought they were doing a good thing, is they also found out that you've got a brain in here, but the brain memory is like when you came into the physical dimension, the brain has started activating, as you know, at the moment of conception. So even as a baby, inside your fetus, you're getting information. The soul is a different thing. As you know, weighs 22 grams.
Yeah.
And it's connected next to the heart. But the conscious mind is kind of like a computer. And what they found out using an encephalogram, they can download your mind, your conscious mind memory, and then put it on top of this other one.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a walking, talking duplicate.
That makes perfect sense to me. Yeah.
Now, what they've done now, if you've been to Disneyland or Disney World and gone into the Haunted Mansion,
mm-hmm.
If you go inside, you see they have a ghost that's inside a big glass jar if you look at it. It's a being. That's all it is light. Well, all we are condensed light.
I agree.
When you're coming to a point of synthetics, and synthetic is nothing more than a walking, talking hologram. Now, I haven't got the information on how that's being kept, how they keep the people together. The doctor that treats the clones told me that the biggest problem with clones, they break down real quick under stress.
Yeah.
Well, what other job we got out here more stressful than being a politician?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I mean, they're also cloning politicians. I mean,
well, there's been people in the Pentagon that say that there's
president
officials and president walking and talking about the ETs, and these are not the good ones. You know, these are ones trying to control.
Oh, I know, but they're sharing. Like I say, we got a game going on between some of the ones at the top that think that they're going to be protected, but
right.
They're not.
No.
Oh, well, we're just game. We're fair game. Mm-hmm. And there is a group that actually would like us to destroy the planet.
Sure.
So they can collect the soul energy. They want to try to create something new out, and that's in the second book in the series, Embracing the Rainbow.
Well, you know, I've studied a lot of the ancient cultures and everything for, you know, 30 years or so, and they even state this in a lot of the ancient cultures, writings, hieroglyphs. You know, they're talking about how these beings have always been here interacting, and there are some good and some bad.
You got to go back to it. Look at the planet itself.
Yeah.
What do you think? We go into the same stages. If, you know, the last 10,000 years, the planet has flipped twice.
Yes.
We got our moon 10,000 years ago and Venus.
Mm-hmm.
They came into our system. And then 5,000 years ago, that's the Great Flood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got all the dates. I mean, I've got thousands of pages of information from the ETs. But, again, here's the situation. It's okay to look back. Don't stare, because the only thing that exists is right now.
That's right.
You and I can take the information, try to formulate it, and say, what can we do, knowing that, I mean, you know, I was down in Australia with the Aborigines, you know, in the outback.
Great people. Mm-hmm. I've been there to myself, yeah.
Well, and you know how they are. Skin's all gray. I went into one. I don't know where it came from. As a matter of fact, there was about a dozen of us out there, and I'm just looking because what is in the outback besides nothing?
Anyway, sand.
He come up and he says, "What are you here for?" And I don't. Again, where'd he come from? And I says, "What do you mean?" He says, "Are you a missionary?" I says, "No, I'm just here to see what this is all about."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "You sure you're not a missionary?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, turn around." So I turned around. He said, "Look up there." And it was a bright day. You know how it is. Sun shining like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he pointed up at that, and he says, "See that? That's my God." He says, "I can live without your God. You can't live without mine."
That's very true.
Well, it was. Well, I turned around to get my friends. I said, "You got to listen to this guy." And he disappeared. But it was very, just to make me think. Because, you know, that, the Aborigines were part of the last go-round, you know, what was left then. And a lot of the Indians were at different parts of the world, as you know.
Well, that's how come I was talking about, you know, the ancient Aboriginal peoples. I've talked to these, you know, a lot of the people nowadays that talk about their legends and everything, how the Star Brothers, you know. Let's use the Hopi as an example. The two brothers, one went to the east, one stayed in the west. And when they come back together, then this is the changing time. We're emerging, as many of the natives think, into the fifth world right now. And our spirituality and what is really going on within us, they've got us so distracted in the physical world that we're not paying attention to what's going on inside. And I think that's one of the most important things we need to do. Really start going back to who we really are inside. We're a spirit. You take the spirit away from the body dies. It's that simple.
Well, be careful what you just said there, because some of the clones are walking and talking, but they don't have a spirit.
Yes, you're right.
So yeah, what you're coming back to the same thing. We are nothing more than a spirit inside this rent-a-wreck.
That's right.
Right. Having a physical experience.
Uh-huh.
And it and the timing of it, and everybody gets so caught up with, you know, I'm going to live so long and do whatever. The whole game is to create and do and help your fellow man.
Yes.
And that's all you can do. The game is to help live with each other, and knowing that we're being manipulated by all the different drugs of all different kinds, and that, you know, we've allowed that on ourselves. All of this we've allowed to happen to ourselves.
Oh, when I first came back from Vietnam, that was the key thing. Slap a label, give them 8 drugs, and that's it right there. You know, and I stepped away from that stuff, got it back into my traditions, being spiritual, and that's when things started coming full focus. It was very easy to see what was going on. Now, George, we got about 3 minutes left. You give us about a minute and a half or 2 minutes on what you really see happening and what the people can do about it.
Well, what I see happening is a collapsing of the United States as we know it. I do see them going ahead with their plan 2000 war, and that's basically, you know, the goal is to reduce the world's population down to 500 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the meetings that I sat in on said they're only going to have 20 million Americans left alive. None in the major cities, because that contained most of the useless eaters or people that are just drawing money. 1 out of 3 people in the United States work for the government right now. The government won't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
1 out of 3 people work for companies that have contracts with the government. So that leaves a very small, quote, field. The other problem is half the population is over 50, and most of the people are looking for the retirement funds that are coming in, and they're not going to be any there.
And
they're
if
all gone.
And you look at everybody raising their kids on McDonald's and TV also. So
yeah,
even
that's
our new generations are going to be even worse.
Well, it's the whole educational system is now, you know, you kindle the books, get them interested in sports, get them interested in entertainment, get them away from what's really going on to understand who and what they are. And, you know, bless you for getting your listeners out there so they can at least to start to think and say, wait a minute, it's just me and my other friends that I'm talking to. Now, maybe people think you're a nut. Who cares? That's
really
their thinking. At least they've come to that next point. Now is the time to get prepared, because we're running out of time.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the time is still going to keep going. There is no such thing as time on the other side, as you probably know.
Oh, yeah, that's a given as far as I'm concerned. Time is just a concept.
But it's the physical, this side of the world that we measure in that little, TikTok. And even that, in different parts of the world, time is different.
Uh-huh.
You know, you go on the top of a 20,000-foot mountain, time is different than it is down at sea level.
Yeah, this world is 4.5 billion years old. We've only been here for the last 15 seconds of it. Just this, our existence.
Well, we've been alive a lot longer than that, but on this physical planet.
Homo sapien.
Well, how many planets have you been on? That's the other thing.
Quite a few.
Because you may have been reincarnated or come in this planet from some other one, especially at this time. And there's a lot of them that are trying to come into the physical world in order to be assisting transition.
They've lived
on it before.
Okay. Well, you know, our time is up, George. It has been a pleasure to have you on our show. I think you really enlightened a lot of people out there. And when Nate told me you were going to be on the show, I was just jumping with joy on that. And
Check out his website.
Check out his website.
NoHoax.com. NoHoax, H-O-A-X.
And with that said, this is William Whitecrow and Nate and Chandler for Sovereign Minds. And we hope you've learned a lot here. And listen to our next show next week, which is going to be on healthcare. And we have Gerald Celente.
Gerald Celente. Thank you. Thank you, George Green, for coming. Come back soon.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta, Redding.